It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Keely Boltina. The voters have spoken. The Palmyra Eagle Area School District soon won't exist. Budget problems have racked the rural district in southeast Wisconsin for years. In the spring, voters decided not to give the system more money, and it can't operate after this school year. In July, the school board decided to dissolve, and last night, voters agreed. Folks in Palmyra, we want to hear from you. Do you support dissolving the school district? Is this a last resort for your community? 800-642-1234. Maybe you're a student or a staff member there. What's your perspective? Again, that number is 1-800-642-1234. Rob Menser is Wisconsin Public Radio's rural communities reporter based in Wausau. He's covering the story. Rob, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hi, Keely. Thank you.
Help us break down the results of last night's vote. What did voters decide?
Well, so the bottom line answer is that they said they approved of the school board's decision to dissolve the district. The vote totals being reported this morning show that about 2,200 people voted, and a somewhat narrow majority of 53% of those voters said they favored dissolution. But that is, I feel like the actual results are a little more complex than that. The way to understand this is that this is a district that is geographically quite large, almost all rural, and there are two main towns in it, Palmyra and Eagle. These are separated by Kettle Moraine State Forest, and they're just very different places. Eagle is in Waukesha County. In some ways, it's kind of like ex-urban Waukesha. And the district is very unpopular in Eagle. On the west side of the district is Palmyra, which is in Jefferson County, and that's where the actual middle school and high school are located. And the district is much more popular there. So last night's vote, yesterday's vote, followed the same pattern that we've seen in earlier votes in the district, where voters in Eagle were heavily in favor of dissolving, and voters in Palmyra were in the majority, were against it. In the end, the pro-dissolution side had more votes.
And yesterday's vote didn't really have the power to change the school board's decision to dissolve. So what was the purpose of this?
Well, so this vote was a grassroots-driven thing. Parents in the Palmyra district had collected the signatures to get this on the ballot on their view that the citizens should have a voice here. It's just an advisory referendum, as you say. My impression is that one purpose of it was to make clear before the dissolution process starts that there's a solid majority of people in Palmyra itself want to keep their school. They have a hope that this will be something that the state Department of Public Instruction will in some way account for or keep in mind as the process proceeds.
I can't help but think that this seems to be a representation of so many other rural, urban, divided districts in our state where, we recognize that schools really create life in some of our small towns. Are those some of the themes that have popped up in this conversation?
No question. So there's been a school in Palmyra since 1896, I think it is. It's the wow. Late 19th century. And so there's a great deal of history there and people who feel like that's part of their community's identity. There's also been a series of referendum votes for tax referendums to pay costs for the school district that have failed. And I think, one person I talked to said that that in some voters' minds, what they have seen is a series of these referendums that went down, the voters did not approve, and then sort of nothing happened. From their perspective, the district continued to operate. And so they maybe thought that that this wouldn't really be the consequence, but it was.
Mm. Rob Menser is Wisconsin Public Radio's rural communities reporter. He's based in Wausau. I'm Keely Boltina. You can join this conversation. Have you voted on a school funding referendum, maybe in your community? What should we do about struggling districts? 800-642-1234. Rob, what is the greater impact of this disillusion on these communities? What happens?
So it's a bit hard to say. The a large number of families already use open enrollment to send their kids to neighboring school districts. That's especially true in Eagle, where it's quite popular to send kids to the Maquonago School District, which is nearby. There's going to be a series of public hearings held by the Department of Public Instruction that will help to, I don't know, gather information or guide their decisions on what will happen. But the expectation is that the students will be sort of apportioned to neighboring school districts as beginning in the next school year.
Voters in April did reject, additional funding. Was there an indication at that time that they understood that a no vote might mean closure?
Yes, there is. As I said, maybe they didn't sort of really believe that it would happen, but this vote in April was an $11.5 million referendum. It was for operating costs for the school budget. Palmyra Eagle, by the way, is not the only rural school district that has had referendum votes that are not for like building a new gymnasium, but they're for actual operating costs. But that's what this was. So when voters turned that down, I think that there was an understanding of what the consequences could be. And as I say, in parts of the district, this is a popular outcome. There are strong proponents of dissolution, especially on the eastern side of the district. So it's not really fair to say that this is like out of the blue. On the other hand, you know how voters are, you know what I mean? They felt like there could be another way.
Yeah. Actually, we have Adam from Eagle on the line who wants to weigh into this conversation. Adam, thanks for joining us. What's your perspective?
Sure. I don't have any kids in the school district. I have just a taxpayer and a property owner. When a quarter of all the money goes to different school districts, about from the $12 million budget, there's about $3 million going to a different school district.
Do you mean because of open enrollment?
Open enrollment. It's just completely unsustainable. The whole idea of having kids in a school district and then just being able to go send them somewhere else, as long as that continues, it's just not a sustainable model for our school district. It's just too much money going out. 75% of the budget basically is left over from what the money that's there. So one way or another, I was going to pay for schools, and it's not against the schools itself. It's just the whole system. It just doesn't work.
Sure. Thanks, Adam, for that perspective. Rob, we hear Adam there saying it's about the numbers. It just doesn't work anymore.
Adam is absolutely right. I mean, his numbers are certainly correct. And there's been an increase in the number of open enrollment, you know, families that use open enrollment. And that's right. I mean, it's a bit of a chicken and egg problem, right? Where because there are these perceived problems in the district, more families choose to use open enrollment to go to Maquonago or Whitewater or whatever neighboring district. And then that in turn creates further financial difficulties within the district.
And now that we know the district will dissolve, where do students, teachers, other staff members go from here?
Some of this depends on what the state decides. Everybody is proceeding on the assumption that the end of the school year will be the end of this district. Students will be apportioned to these neighboring districts, like officially. And that would also mean that all the school districts, employees, teachers, and, janitors and everyone will be simply out of a job. Let me put it this way. I know that there are some residents in Palmyra who hope that there is a way that there's a way to preserve the existence of the school in Palmyra, perhaps under the auspices of a different district. I do not know whether that is a possible outcome or not.
Okay, so we have a lot still up in the air, but we do know that the Palmyra Eagle School District will be going away.
Right.
All right. Rob, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate you catching us up on all of this.
All right, thank you.
Rob Mentzer is Wisconsin Public Radio's rural communities reporter. He's based in Wausau. And we're talking about last night's vote that dissolves the Palmyra Eagle Area School District and what this one example can tell us about broader rural communities across Wisconsin. It is Wednesday, and that means a new episode of the Derailed podcast from WPR is available. The podcast focuses on high-speed rail in Wisconsin that doesn't actually exist. And this one tells the story of the trains themselves, like how the state made a deal with a manufacturer, how that deal wound up completely falling apart, and what happened to the trains. You can find Derailed wherever you get your podcasts and at WPR.org. Up next is the news, and then we're going to have a conversation about the black market of vaping. We welcome the Milwaukee County District Attorney, and we want to hear from you. The lines are open now, 800-642-1234. Do you vape? Have you seen a problem with vaping? Are you a physician or a parent or a teacher, and you want to talk about what's going on? Maybe you have used off-market vape products. We want to hear from you. You can email ideas at WPR.org. I'm Keely Boltina. It's The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.